USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis is pushing back at those criticizing his efforts to fly illegal immigrants to Martha's Vineyard unannounced.
When Biden is flying these people all over the fruited plain in the middle of the night, I didn't hear a peep out of those people.
Illegal immigrants waiting for their asylum cases to be processed have previously been flown by Immigration and Customs Enforcement to federal shelters across the nation before being released to a family member or sponsor. President Biden recently met with the families of Brittany Griner and Paul Whelan, two Americans who are currently detained in Russia. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the president made himself available to their families.
The United States, at the direction of the president, has been prepared to take significant steps in order to secure the release of Brittany Griner and Paul Whelan.
The first Atlantic hurricane of the season is making its presence known.
Hurricane Fiona smashed into the Turks Caicos Islands on Tuesday as a powerful Category 3 storm, threatening to devastate the tiny Caribbean island chain after cutting a path of destruction through the Dominican Republic and Puerto Rico. It's expected to skirt Nova Scotia, Canada this weekend without entering the U.S. mainland. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
General Motors is striking a deal to sell up to 175,000 electric vehicles to Hertz Global. The company has announced that GM will supply EVs to the rental car giant starting in the beginning of 2023. That will include the Chevrolet Bolt EV, Bolt EVU, and will probably be followed by newer models afterward. This follows similar agreements between Hertz and Tesla. USA Radio News.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came in the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
President Biden is in favor of the Disclose Act, legislation that forces organizations to disclose if they are spending over $10,000 in an election.
Republicans should join Democrats to pass the Disclosure Act and get it on my desk right away. Dark money has become so common in our politics. I believe sunlight is the best disinfectant, and I acknowledge it's an issue for both parties. But here's the key difference. Democrats in the Congress support more openness and accountability.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer expects a vote on the bill that would affect super PACs and other groups this week. Republicans argue that the Disclose Act threatens Americans' privacy and political speech. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell opposes such legislation and says he is in favor of the way campaigns and issues are currently funded. Nearly 4 dozen people are facing charges in what's being described as the largest pandemic relief fraud scheme charged to date. U.S. Attorney for the District of Minnesota, Andrew Luger, laid out the case.
Their goal was to make as much money for themselves as they could while falsely claiming to feed children during the pandemic.
They're tied to a Minnesota-based nonprofit called Feeding Our Future. The alleged scheme was worth $250 million. The Golden Globes are set to return to TV next year. The awards show will air on NBC on January 10th for its 80th anniversary. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
See the road ahead more clearly with Sylvania Bulbs and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, purchase select Sylvania Bulbs and get a $15 gift card after mail-in rebate, plus receive double O Rewards points. Replace your bulbs today and see better tonight. Let the professional parts people help you find the bulbs you need. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts or O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.